There were at least three facets of a self-confident George Bush on display last night before Congress and the world.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
There was the supermanager George Bush, who would fix the ailing economy with lower taxes and fix the Medicare system by providing prescription drugs for seniors who opt out. There was the compassionate George Bush, who would provide aid for global AIDS sufferers and mentors for American prisoners' children. And most notably, there was the Supreme Commander George Bush, preparing America for war with Iraq. If anyone had any doubt about the dramatic but largely circumstantial case he made against Iraq, it was not the president himself. He is ready to have Secretary of State Colin Powell report to the United Nations Security Council next Wednesday on what the president construes as the failure of the UN's mission, but he is asking for no further international mandate. He asserted his unilateralist philosophy in bolder and more personal terms than I can remember. He said, "The course of this nation does not depend on the decision of others. Whatever action is required, whenever action is necessary, I will defend the freedom and security of the American people." Military action seems no longer a matter of go or no go, but how soon to go. Among the pressures for early action is a stock exchange and an economy sputtering in uncertainty about war. In the Wall Street Journal, Alan Murray writes, "The best thing President Bush can do for the economy right now is to resolve the war issue. If inspections drag on and the possibility of war remains open, the economy can be expected to stay in the doldrums." The president tends to see the challenge of Iraq in moral terms. Last night, he did not repeat the axis of evil line from last year's State of the Union. But speaking of torture and massacre in Iraq, he did say, "If this is not evil, then evil has no meaning." This is a fateful moment for the president, who apparently believes that doubting Americans, and maybe some doubting foreign governments, will rally around him once hostilities have begun. If this is brinksmanship, then President Bush is standing at the brink. This is Daniel Shore.